The history of the Slovak Hungarians. Because of the Trianon peace treaty on June 4, 1920, Hungary lost more than two-thirds of its territory and more than half of its population. After World War I, a population of about 800,000 Hungarians
found themselves
in Czechoslovakia
and faced social challenges associated with minority community.
Although the First Republic of Czechoslovakia was considered the most democratic state in the region, the Hungarians experienced ill treatment in a lot of areas. The political changes inevitably affected social and economic life, creating difficulties in those areas as well,
including the fact that the Hungarian middle class and intellectuals dropped down a rung on the social ladder,
and their migration to Hungary, as well as the negative consequences of the nationalistic aspects of land reform. In the face of all that, the Slovak Hungarians had to establish their own political and cultural community. In the time period between the two world wars, three different political ideologies were formed among the Hungarian population of Czechoslovakia. Among voters, the pro-revisionist opposition politics was viewed as the most popular political ideology. Two major political parties, the National Christian Socialist Party, or OKP, and the Hungarian National Party, or MNP, were the representatives of this ideology. Among Hungarians living in the southern parts of Czechoslovakia, left-wing parties that focused on social problems were also popular. At the same time, activist parties that supported the government did not enjoy a lot of support among minority groups. In the time period between the two world wars, the community life of Slovak Hungarians was filled with rich cultural experiences. The Hungarian cultural community, or MK, played an essential role in this. In November of 1938, per the first Vienna Agreement, more than 1 million Hungarian residents moved back to Hungary, 84% of which were Hungarian. In the territory of the First Republic of Slovakia, named after Jozef Tiso, 67,000 Hungarian remained. The euphoric spirit of the returning Hungarians was tarnished by
different extant
social and economic conditions in Hungary at the time and by all the disadvantages these people experienced as a result of these conditions. Despite these initial difficulties, Hungarians that migrated back to the mother country managed to re-assimilate within a short time period. Representation of the Hungarian community that stayed in Slovakia resided with Count Janos Esterházy, who led the United Hungarian Party, or EMO. In this post, he represented the interests of the minority of Hungarians in the satellite state of the German Empire. After World War II, per the Paris Peace Treaty, without exception, the Trianon borders came back into effect between Czechoslovakia and Hungary. This time period is associated with the deprivation of rights for the Hungarian community in Czechoslovakia, a time period that marked the most traumatic phase in the history of minority communities. Eduard Benes's government program in Košice in 1945, similar to that of the Germans, defined Hungarians in Czechoslovakia as war criminals and deprived them of their citizenship. Per the February 27, 1944 Treaty on the Czechoslovakian-Hungarian Population Swap, Czechoslovakia could relocate as many Czechoslovakian-Hungarians to Hungary as there were Slovakians living in Hungary who volunteered to be known as such. Besides that, members of the community were deported to the Czech Republic for hard communal labor. The Czechoslovakian Hungarians at the same time were under enormous pressure for re-Slovakization, under which they would regain their citizenship. During this forced re-Slovakization, a total 326,679 Hungarians were defined as Slovaks. After 1948, the Soviet Union pushed for the normalization of the conflict-ridden relationship between Czechoslovakia and Hungary. As a result, within the ideological barriers of the party state, the Hungarian minority community found new opportunities to re-engage in political and cultural life. Soon there was a reorganization of the school system and re-establishment of cultural organizations, among which the Csemadok, the Czechoslovakian-Hungarian Workers' Cultural Association, was significant. this cultural revival, in many cases, played a similar role to that of the political party. During the 1968 reform period, for example, the young representatives of Csemadok, such as Rezső Szabó and László Dobos, served a key role in demanding the revival of communism and the review of the minority situation. In the opposition movements, such as the Charta 77 movement
that grew
in the Husaki normalization period after the failure of the reform initiatives, the Czechoslovakian Hungarians also played an essential role. Miklós Duray, who was one of the signatories of the Charta, was a leading figure in the movement. He was also the spokesperson of the Human Rights Committee established in 1978 for the Czechoslovakian Hungarian minority. After the November of 1989, Velvet Revolution Hungarians who took part in the political system changes also established their own parties. Besides the Liberal Hungarian Civic Party, the Hungarian Christian Democratic Movement was established for the representation of Christian values, whereas the Coexistence Movement promoted the creation of a popular unity party. Slovakia, after its independence of January 1, 1993, under the auspices of Prime Minister Vladimir Mečiar, continued policies that were antagonistic to Hungarian interests. The time period between 1998 and 2006 marked the expansion of rights Hungarians could have, in which time the Hungarian Coalition Party, or MKP, that united previous Hungarian parties, even became a part of the government. Between 2006 and 2010, however, a government once again got into power that promoted nationalistic principles. In 2010, instead of the MKP, a joint party called the Smer Híd, established by Béla Bugár, was elected to parliament. Currently, this Híd party, still part of the government, represents the interests of Hungarians in the Slovak parliament. In the 2011 census, the number of Hungarians was only 453,467, which is 8.5% of Slovakia's population, and indicates a continuous decrease and assimilation of Slovak Hungarians.